Dutch features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend edition of Live and Local. Coming up, John Kovacs wants to be your congressman in CD3. What does he think of what's going on half a world away in Ukraine? We have a full-scale invasion that is underway, and the last time I checked, I'm getting this from the Huffington Post. An official says that 57 Ukrainians have been killed so far. 169 more are wounded. This is going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's all up to Vladimir Putin. If he wants to pull back, he's got 200,000 troops. He's attacking by air, by land, by sea. And there's nothing that Joe Biden can do about it or is willing to do about it. 75% of Americans don't want us to have a major role in the fighting in Ukraine versus Russia. We just don't have a dog in the fight. It is incredibly sad that innocent men, women, and children are going to die. We'll talk about that with John Kovacs coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Ukrainian Ambassador Oksana Makarova says that her nation is facing a full invasion now.
For the past 13 hours, my country is fighting simultaneous attacks from the east, south, north, and from the air.
President Vladimir Putin ignoring global condemnation and cascading new sanctions as he has unleashed the largest ground war in Europe in decades and chillingly referred to his country's nuclear arsenal. He threatened any country trying to interfere with, quote, consequences you have never seen. And earlier today, President Biden says he's announcing more punishment for Russia's actions.
We've now sanctioned Russian banks that together hold around $1 trillion in assets. We've cut off Russia's largest bank, a bank that holds more than one-third of Russia's banking assets by itself, cut it off from the U.S. financial system. And today, we're also blocking four more major banks. That means every asset they have in America will be frozen.
Also at townhall.com, former NATO commander Admiral James Stavridis says that it's important that Western allies, including the United States, take steps to support Ukraine.
That matters to us because Ukraine is a big, strategically important country. It has stood with us in military operations. I've commanded Ukrainian troops in combat in Afghanistan. And above all, it's a democracy. This is a country that deserves our support.
Stavridis appearing on NBC's Today Show. A massive turnaround on Wall Street. The Dow up nearly 100 points today. The Nasdaq up 436. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, if you're looking to get around downtown Las Vegas, you'll have a choice besides taxis, Uber, and Lyft, as the autonomous technology company Motional has teamed up with a transit booking service to launch a robo-taxi service serving the downtown area exclusively. The rides will be provided in BMWs, fitted with the latest driverless technology, with a safety driver in place, and the service will be free to anyone between the times of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. All passengers are, however, required to wear a face mask during their trip. Well, the World Series of Poker has announced its full schedule for the first ever on the Las Vegas Strip. The 88 event schedule will run May 31st through July 20th at Bally's and Paris, Las Vegas. The SOP had been held at the Rio since 2005 after moving from Binion's in downtown Las Vegas. The main event, the $10,000 No Limit Texas Hold'em Championship, is going to be held July 3rd to the 16th. There will be no vaccine requirement.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows right now on the 15, southbound at Sahara, northbound at Oki. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. Also, those slow flows continue through the construction zone downtown. That's Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. This, of course, an ominous day in the world's history because Russia is in the midst of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. How did we get to this point? How do we get out of this? Is there an off-ramp for either Ukraine or Russia and or the world? Let's check in with John Kovacs, conservative candidate for Congress in CD3, and he joins us. Well, I got to ask you, you and I have been talking about this as kind of a build-up to something. We now are in the midst of a full-scale invasion. What do you make of what you've seen so far?
Well, it's a bad day, certainly for people of Ukraine, and quite frankly, it's an ominous day for us as a country because more of these types of actions are kind of, you can almost predict, will happen as a result of the current administration's lack to do anything. I was, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and I actually thought that the that this was not going to go to such an extent, and it has. And when you watch it, and when you hear about it, when you read about it, it just shows a lack of preparedness in terms of whatever they were doing to try to thwart this type of this type of invasion. It's really bad, and I'll be honest, I'm flabbergasted by it. I don't even...
No, I totally understand. Is there something that our president could have done? I just think the president mismanaged this thing horribly. What about from your perspective?
He chose not to do anything. He was telling everybody a week ago, 2 weeks ago, oh, they're going to invade any day. I mean, if you know that they're going to invade, then you knew prior to that they were, and you know, we all saw it. Like I said, they were amassing troops, and you and I at the time we were speculating as to what was going to happen, what could happen. Nobody in their right mind thought a full scale invasion of Ukraine at the time, 2-3 weeks ago, a month ago, when we were discussing this, could have actually happened. But we weren't privy to any of the intel and all the other stuff that the president is, and he sat on the sidelines and allowed this thing to happen. And yeah, there were there's probably a multitude of things he could have done from the very first day of his presidency when he took us off the world stage as a world supplier of energy and made us dependent on. I mean, how funny is he's going to sanction Russia? I mean, hell, we're getting our oil from them right now. How crazy is that? And it was from that day forward that I think you know the Russian president was watching, and he pushed and he pushed like a kid going into war. You pushed a little bit more, and then he said, "I think I could go all the way with this." And sure enough, there he is. The debacle in Afghanistan did not help. Biden allowing them to kind of proceed and now not proceed with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Did not help to sell energy to Germany when Trump was railing about that back in his presidency. I mean, just things like that he started, and the entire world the entire world took notice and watched. And Putin apparently called the president's bluff, and now we're in a situation we're in. How do we get out of it? you know what? I certainly don't have a crystal ball. And right now, the only person holding the cards, yeah, we were in Vegas. The only person holding the cards and who is Putin. The our president is kind of sitting back. You know, he's rendered himself impotent is what he's done. He's rendered himself impotent in this entire situation. And you know, and as somebody who has a little bit more insight as to what how bad things are and really can get, you know, how bad things can get. Yeah, I'm honest to God, I'm still in shock over it.
Well, I want to ask you, because you mentioned the Biden weakness on so many levels, and don't think that Vladimir Putin isn't the only person that's going to school on this. Xi in China is watching this and seeing if it's time to attack Taiwan. Can you do one of those compare and contrast deals with Trump's strength, Biden's weakness, and what the difference is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because if Trump was president right now, as this thing was heating up, you know what Trump would have done? He would have gotten a plane and met with the guy, just like he went in North Korea. You know what happened in North Korea? The missiles stopped. Trump would have met with the guy, because Trump had nothing. I mean, if you look at the history between the United States and Russia, yeah, there was a Cold War and all that, yes. But look at the history between the United States and Japan. We dropped two atomic bombs on them. And you know what? They're one of our best allies right now. So the United States, was never really at war. There was no killing of one people by the other. Matter of fact, in World War II, they were allies against the Germans, and who we are now allies with. So I would have definitely seen, you know, when we compared it to. First of all, I don't think Putin would have made a move against Ukraine with Trump as president. And second, look at all the I'm going to use this word purposefully. Look at all the hanky panky that went on with Putin. With Biden, Biden's son, and Ukraine. Those people, you know, Putin knows that. He knows what went on there between that family and Ukraine. And he says it's a goddamn joke. And he's looking at it. He goes, of course they're not going to do a goddamn thing. They're, you know, they're knee deep in all this stuff themselves. And sure enough, so to compare it to, and there would not be an invasion right now with Trump being president. And if there was, and if things got out of hand, Trump would have gotten a plane. I'm telling you, because what he did in North Korea, that was unprecedented. He got in a plane and met with the guy. He would have gotten a plane and met with Putin. And I think, quite frankly, I think people have nothing but disdain. Other world leaders have nothing but disdain for Biden. This, oh, we're back. You know, we're back for what? He's president. He tells the country we're back, and everybody's laughing at him. And people on the world stage are laughing at him because, he's back. The incompetents are back, which is true. And look at what you have. You have a debacle on us. We can't even defend our own border. We're going to defend somebody else's.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so sad, it's pathetic.
Again, John Kovacs joining us, conservative candidate for Congress in CD3. Beginning today. The great conservative movement continues, this time I believe it's in Orlando, CPAC this weekend. And this is always refreshing because I always feel better after this, whether Donald J. Trump is keynoting as he is this weekend or not. This is a great gathering of conservatives.
That is correct. I have plans to be in Orlando this weekend to coincide with that, and hopefully I'll get to see some of those great speakers as well. But it's in this state right now. It's actually, you know, for Republicans like myself, it's like the shimmer of hope, you know, the glimmer of light that we have. You know, we have some very good Republican candidates across the country that are going to be running, and we're poised to take back the House, and not just take back the House and the Senate and all that for the sake of doing it, but really to turn, like I've been preaching, actually, to really turn the country around, because the country really has gone way off track, gone off the rails. We are not the same country we were. Well, consider yourself a prize fighter, and you know, you're in your prime, and then you stop working out, you stop exercising. 15 years later, you're not the same. You're not the same guy. We are not the same country we were 15 years ago, or you know. And we are certainly living, and we have lived off of our reputation from World War II, our victory in World War II, which was how many years ago? 75. So And people start to see, you know, you're chinking your armor, and because what's our military? Our military now under Biden is what more concerned with critical race theory in the ranks than they are with actually winning wars, and they've turned the entire country into one social experiment, and everybody sees what it is. It's a huge failure, and now is the time. If you're going to make a move against the Americans or their interests, etc., now is the time to do it. And everybody's taking advantage. And Putin's the first person to do it. I doubt he'll be the last. I think China is really eyeing Taiwan, and it's only a matter of time.
Do you think though that Xi and others in China are willing to risk that? I mean, that's a tremendous risk. You go to war, you try and take over Taiwan, whatever it might be, you know you're going to get a response, a world response.
Well, the same world response Russia's getting right now? I mean, hell, even I would invade Taiwan if that was what I was going to get, you know? China certainly has a much, much, much larger economy. We are, as I've been saying, way, way, way more dependent on stuff, on goods and services that come out of China than we ever were. And quite frankly, the only thing that kept China at bay was our military. And you know, Biden made it a point to, you know, in this Russia incursion, or this Russian invasion, rather, to make it a point to say, hey, we're not going to use the military. So you're marginalizing, you're going to sideline your military. What else do you have, quite frankly? Putin, from an economic perspective, when you compare the Russia economy to the United States economy, they have nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose and everything to gain by annexing the entire country of Ukraine. And China, with the economy the way it is, and with a weak president, they're not calling China out on, you know, the origin of the Wuhan virus that really crippled the entire world for a couple of years, and going back on their trade deal that they made with the previous administration, and not being held their feet to the fire on that, and all the other things that they've done to really undermine the sovereignty of this country, they've gotten away with it. So I don't know if there's anything really standing in the way anymore of China looking at what Russia does, say we could do whatever we want. And quite frankly, if they were to do something, given the precedent set on this, what would we do? China, you know, sanctions against China? I mean, Trump tried that in the with the tariffs, and look at all the pushback he got, and and we'll see. You know, it's like I said, it's extremely sad when you're in a position where you know you got the country chose the wrong person to lead. It's easy to lead. It's easy to be I own my own company, 35 years. It's easy to be the boss when things are going good. Anybody can be the boss. But when things aren't going bad, are not going good and going bad, that's when you need somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. And quite frankly, I guess the previous presidents have made it look too easy. And so now you think some of these politicians think, hell, anybody could do it. And look at the crop of politicians on the, especially on the Democrat side that ran for president in the last election. I mean, they're all horrible. Every single last one of them. So, that's where we are. And we're going to have another 3 years. Hopefully in the midterms, things will turn around with respect to changing the House. We could have a lot more oversight, and maybe we could start to turn things around there. But this president is an abomination, really.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, John, I want to ask you. Again, John Kovacs joining us. He's running for Congress in CD3. You have been all across CD3 over the course of the last few months. And I got to ask, I know you give a great speech, but one of the things you do especially well is you listen. What are you hearing from voters? What are the two or three issues that are resonating with them that they want to get fixed now, not in 2024, but now?
Well, not to sound cliche, but the two things everybody's talking about prior to this, now I think this may have moved up to number one, but notwithstanding, the two things were obviously the inflation matter, which no end in sight, and that's going to continue to rise, especially with circumstances that are before us right now, and I guess tied for second would be the immigration thing, which is just the illegal immigration aspect, which is just a slap to the face to people come here, and with the crime, with the surge in crime, and nothing being done about it. I mean, the country is on those two prongs. Country is essentially killing itself on the inside. I mean, you know what I mean? Those are the primary things that people are really, really concerned about. You got anything goes in California, and those people are coming over here with that same sort of mentality, and that undermines the safety here. I mean, I live in a quote what they call gated community, right? And people are, their cars are being broken into on the driveway. Nobody, you know what I mean? It's
wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And parking lots of Target, mothers afraid to go because you know, my wife, you know, she's on all these mother groups and things like that, and they talk about, who's the suspicious person in a parking lot who almost got it. I mean, it's a daily. I hear it almost every 3 days. I hear something from her on that, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. When you hear it, you get the sense that your safety is no longer feel safe in your own community. And those are things that we really got to push on a national level to kind of get a handle on. They want to defund the police and whatever they want to do or police reform on a national level. No way. If there's a particular problem in a particular precinct, deal with it then and let the local people deal with it on their level. No need to do some sort of craziness so people across the country got to be subject to these crazy policies that definitely clearly do not work and make everybody less safe. That's what's going on. And that's what's going on in our community. And, of course, everything that goes along with it, the drugs, the homelessness, all of it. I mean, it's just it kills the fabric. And then the illegal immigration, what do you think's coming in with them? Those every single one of those people, they didn't do the noble thing and walk up and walk the 3,000 miles all by themselves. Hell no. They took 5 or 6,000 out of the bank. They gave it to some what they call a coyote, right? They gave it to organized crime. So, one, they have money, and two, they are contributing to a crime syndicate. They are the reasons. They're contributing to the very thing they say when they get here. They're trying to flee,
yeah.
And they're so that's no good. Like I said, those are the things I hear. And then of course people I'll say this and then I'll let you really, really quick. Election integrity. People are like, okay, I see all these things. I want to vote for the right people. I still don't think my vote's safe because of what went on. We're mailing votes to everybody. We've legalized. And I know Governor Sisolak gave a state of the state yesterday. But they've legalized essentially ballot harvesting, which was up until now illegal to do for obvious reasons. And there still isn't any real urgency to purge the voter rolls from all the people who shouldn't be on there. And people are rightfully concerned. My campaign put up, as I told you, did a lecture integrity center on my website, covexforcongress.com. I would definitely encourage everybody. It's a big red button on the upper left-hand screen. Go to it and learn about it and see what you can do to kind of combat it. Because that really has people concerned. They want to help out. They want to do something. But they feel they're being neutered on account of all these, what we would say, underhanded things that kind of tilt the playing field in a different direction. The playing field is supposed to be level. It's not so level anymore.
Hey, John, we're running out of time. Again, if folks want to reach out to you, what's that address again?
CovexForCongress.com. CovexForCongress.com. Go to our website. There's a donate button. You want to contribute to the campaign? Contribute to the campaign. And also, we hope to be announcing a fundraiser in the upcoming month. So I'll keep you posted to that as well.
Hey, John, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week and enjoy your time in Orlando, Florida, and CPAC. Thanks so much, man.
All right, take care.
John Kovacs, conservative candidate for Congress in CD3. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even